Today, two human rights groups filed suit against Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. They say the secretary played a central role in authorizing the torture of prisoners in Afghanistan and Iraq. And they brought the suit on behalf of eight victims who say they faced cruel and inhumane treatment while in U.S. detention. NPR's Larry Abramson has more.
Human Rights First and the American Civil Liberties Union filed the suit jointly in Rumsfeld's home state of Illinois. The ACLU's Lucas Gutentag says the Secretary of Defense should pay damages to the eight men for treatment he says qualifies as torture by any definition.
We have clients, all of whom were in U.S. military custody at the time, who were cut with knives, who were severely beaten, who were sexually abused and humiliated, who were put in excruciating, painful conditions with their arms behind their back, pulled up by chains.
One client was a 17-year-old high school student in Iraq when he was detained by the U.S. military in 2003. The suit says he was shot during capture and then denied medical treatment until the bullets were removed without anesthetic. The Defense Department said in a statement it vigorously disputes any assertion that the department approved of detainee abuse as a matter of policy. The Pentagon pointed to the many investigations into detainee mistreatment, saying that none has concluded that there was a policy of abuse. Former Assistant Attorney General Bill Lan Lee, a co-counsel in the litigation, says that's not true.
Starting in 2002, torture in American detention facilities in Afghanistan and Iraq was not aberrational, and that torture was a matter of policy.
The suit says that Rumsfeld first authorized the use of sleep deprivation and other extreme techniques in 2002 for detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. According to the ACLU and Human Rights First, Rumsfeld then ignored mounting evidence of torture, even when it was reported by FBI officials helping with interrogations at Guantanamo. Instead, the ACLU's Lucas Gutentag says Rumsfeld allowed the torture to continue against prisoners in Afghanistan and when it spread to the conflict in Iraq.
He knowingly failed to take required actions to stop the abuse and torture in the face of overwhelming and uncontroverted evidence of torture.
Other suits have targeted Rumsfeld and other top officials for alleged mistreatment of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay or against contractors accused of mistreating prisoners in Iraq. But some legal scholars question whether foreign citizens designated as enemy combatants have any standing to bring these suits. Professor Douglas Kamek of Pepperdine University School of Law says the alleged victims might stand a better chance if they were regular soldiers protected by the Geneva Convention.
I think the case would be far more plausible in that event because the conventions on torture and the like have been incorporated at least to some degree into the criminal code of the United States.
Kamek says Rumsfeld and other officials cannot be held liable for treatment of enemy combatants and others detained outside the United States. He says the plaintiffs will probably never get to describe the abuse before a judge because the courts probably will not let the case get very far. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Good.